Hello there and welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek and it's my pleasure to be back with you here once again on Holy Spirit Radio, Finding Strength in the Storm. That's today's topic. Are you going through a storm in your life? Do you need a little strength? Well, you came to the right place because for the next hour, we're going to hear some music. We're going to read some scripture passages and I'm going to help you to find strength in the storm. There's no doubt about it. Our lives are filled with storms. Some of them are big, some of them are not so big. But one of the best things that we can do whenever we face a storm in our lives is to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and let him help us through the storm, because he always will. It's a great pleasure to be here on Holy Spirit Radio. We do this program once every month. The program airs on the first Friday of each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, and it also airs on Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to talk about ways to walk with Jesus Christ every day. Today we'll specifically talk about finding strength in the storm, but overall, all of these shows that I do are geared toward helping you walk with the Lord every day. In case you're wondering who the heck I am a full-time Catholic speaker and author. I grew up in Northeast Philadelphia, and now I travel around the country preaching the good news of Jesus Christ and his Catholic Church. I'm blessed to be able to do so. I've written 4 books, the latest of which is Faith, Hope, and Clarity, How to Know God's Will. And I would love to speak at your parish, so if you're interested in bringing me in as a speaker, please let me know. You can contact me through my website, followingthetruth.com. Or you can email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. And I also want to let you know about something. You still have time to register for the first ever Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat at the Malvern Retreat House. But you're going to have to do so quick because the retreat takes place August the 14th through the 16th. We're going to spend 3 days learning to overcome worry. How's that sound? Boy, if you're a worrier at heart like me, this is just what the doctor ordered. Each day we'll have Mass. We'll have the Sacrament of Reconciliation available to us. We'll have Eucharistic Adoration. And in addition, I'll be giving 5 talks about overcoming worry, about breaking free from anxiety and moving closer to Jesus Christ. If you're interested in participating in this retreat, which, by the way, is open to men and women, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. The entire schedule for the weekend can be found on the website. And we are going to be in the air-conditioned Family Life Center. There are only 100 slots open, so please make sure you register today if you are interested. I'd love to have you there. I'd love to meet you. I will have my books available there as well. We're going to just hang out together with the Lord and look for ways to overcome anxiety. That's the first ever Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat that I'll be leading at the Malvern Retreat House August the 14th through the 16th. All right, here's what we're going to do. We are going to pray. How about that? That's the way I like to start off my programs. We're going to turn to the Lord and ask him to help us, to deal with the storms in our lives, to help us to not lose focus in him, on him, to help us focus less on the storms and more on the Lord. So please join me as we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father God, thank you so much for giving us another day to know you, to love you, to serve you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for always being there for us whenever we need you. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for never deserting us as we travel life through life, experiencing many storms, but thank you for never leaving our side. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to become man, to suffer, to die, and to rise from the dead so that we can go to heaven. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our family members, Bless all of those around us. We especially ask you to be with and protect those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are dealing with addictions, those who are struggling financially. Bless them, protect them, grant them your peace, Father, and always allow them to remain close to you. Please use me on the program today to be your messenger. Allow me to step aside so that you may speak through me, so that you can use my voice, my lips, and my words to proclaim your message. And please, we ask you to open our minds and our hearts so we can hear your message and act upon it. We ask this in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, I am raring to go now. Once I pray, I feel a whole lot better. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it great that we can pray? I always like to kid around and say that, and this is an absolutely true statement, that if I try to call customer service, or if I try to get a live person at my doctor's office, it's just about impossible. But whenever I need to talk to the God of the universe, he's available for me 24 hours a day. How cool is that? That's the beautiful thing. And we need to just turn to him. We need to turn to him. He wants us to turn to him every day, several times a day. He never gets tired of it. You and I might get tired of people turning to us all the time, but the Lord's never going to get tired of it. He loves us, and he wants us to always cling to him. And even though we sometimes don't feel his presence, especially when we're going through a storm in our life, that doesn't mean that he's not there. He's always there. And he's always ready for us to come to him. So today we're going to talk about finding strength in the storm. Now, there is no guarantee that when you pray, your problems will go away. The Lord Jesus never promised that. What Jesus said was, ask and you shall receive. We talked about this a lot on last month's program. But he didn't say that you would receive exactly what you wanted. He promised that you would receive what you need. And you'll also receive what you need when you need it. Sometimes, as hard as it is for us to believe, because we're not God, sometimes what we need is a storm in our life. Sometimes what we need is some suffering. Why? Because we're human and we forget about the Lord. I can't tell you how many times over the course of my life, when things were going good for me, when it was smooth sailing for old Gary, I forgot about him. I never want to be able to forget about the Lord again. And if he needs to send storms in my life, I'm all for it. Now, as I'm going through these storms, I might not feel like I'm all for it. But there's a difference between what we feel and what our mind tells us. And when we go through these storms, we don't necessarily feel good. We're not going to be feeling all peaceful. Sometimes we will, but we're going to have our moments where we don't feel peaceful. What we need to do is learn to walk by faith and not by sight. St. Paul discusses this in the second letter to the Corinthians. We're going to read from that later on in the show. But we need to learn to not walk through life solely using our senses, because that's what we do. We look at things, we hear things, we feel things. And as a result, what do? We panic because we can't see the big picture. The good news is that God can see the big picture. And in his providence, he allows certain things to happen. Certain things to happen that we may not understand. What is our job? What's the first thing that we should do in the storm? We should turn to the Lord and cry out for help. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. I need you. I need you now. We're going to look at a song. We're going to listen to a song. I always keep saying we'll look at a song. We can't look at a song. This is radio, Gary. We're going to listen to a song. by a recording artist, and her name is Plum. The name of this song is Need You Now. On the other side, we're going to talk about the storm at sea as experienced by the disciples with Jesus. But right now, let's listen to Need You Now. Boy, isn't that a good song? How many times have you cried out, Lord, I need you. I need you now, Lord. I'm desperate. Can you feel the desperation? Can you just hear the desperation in her voice as she sings that song? You're listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. It is an absolute pleasure to be back here on Holy Spirit Radio. This month, we are talking about finding strength in the storm. What's the storm in your life? You may have more than one right now. What are you doing about it? How are you dealing with it? Are you praying? That's what we're going to talk about today. Are you crying out to Jesus in the midst of the storm? He cares. He really does. He cares that he wants you to cry out to him. One of my favorite Bible passages, especially as somebody who tends to be prone to anxiety, and I make no secret of the fact that I'm somebody who tends to be anxious. And in fact, I go out and speak around the country about how to overcome anxiety because I know what it's like. I know what it's like to be anxious. I know what it's like to suffer from panic attacks. I know what it's like to be desperate. I know what it's like to be hopeless. And what I have found, praise God that I have found this, is that Jesus Christ is the ultimate answer. Jesus Christ, as found in his Catholic Church, offers what we need to be able to overcome our problems. Through a personal relationship with Christ and receiving him and his graces through the sacraments as offered by the church, that's the way that I've been able to deal with anxiety. And when I go out and I speak, one passage that I always like to use is the story of the storm at sea. Now, every one of us can relate to this. We've got either a storm raging right now, or we may have had a storm in the past. So let me just read this. We'll talk about it. And what I want you to remember, this is very, very important. What I would like you to remember is that every time that we open up the Bible and read the words contained therein, the Lord is speaking to us. That's what our church teaches, that the Bible is the inspired word of God. So if ever you feel that God doesn't speak to you, that's not true. Just make sure you open up your Bible, and we really need to be doing this every day, even if it's just for 5 minutes. We need to get used to letting the Lord speak to us, because I found an incredible difference in my peace level when I started doing that, and I would recommend you do the same thing. Matthew chapter 8, beginning in verse 23. And when Jesus got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep. Now let's pause right there and think about that. Jesus got into the boat, the disciples followed him. So far, so good. That's exactly what we're supposed to be doing in our life. We're supposed to be following Jesus. All right, all is well so far. But then there arose a great storm on the sea so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. What can we get from that? Even if we love the Lord, even if we follow Jesus, we are going to have storms in our life. There's a precedent for it. We can see that in this story. So the boat is being battered by the waves, and guess what? Jesus was asleep. Oh, great. Now, who hasn't felt that? I'm going through a problem. Jesus? Hello, Jesus. Where are you? Are you sleeping, Lord? Hello, Lord. Can you wake up, please? We can all relate to that. Jesus appears to be sleeping. And sometimes we can fool ourselves into thinking that he doesn't care. And notice that I say fool ourselves, because that's not true. He does care. Let's continue on with the story. But they went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And Jesus said to them, "Why are you afraid, O men of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even winds and sea obey him?" You know why I love this story? I love this story because we can look at the disciples and we conclude that these guys had no clue. They had no clue. Jesus is in the boat with them. And they're so dumb, those dummies, that they were panicking. And we can look at what Jesus said. Jesus said the same thing to them. "Don't you guys have any faith?" And it's so easy for us to look at them and point a finger and say, "Boy, that wouldn't be me. If Jesus was in the boat with me, I wouldn't be panicking." That's the initial reaction when we hear that story. But there's a couple things we need to keep in mind. Number one, we do this every day. It's just not documented in the pages of the Bible. We do the same thing. Jesus is always with us. And he tells us that in Scripture. "I will be with you always till the end of the age." Well, since the world has an end, and he's still right with us, he's right beside us. We forget that. We forget that we can even be in his real presence if we go to Mass or if we go to an adoration chapel, in the real presence of Jesus, the same Jesus who was riding in the boat with the disciples is present for us. And even if we don't go inside of a church, he's spiritually present to us wherever we are. So we really can't look at them and say that they were dumb and they didn't realize that Jesus was with them as they were going through problems. They might have realized, they might have struggled, yes, but we do the same thing. And the other thing that we might miss. Now, let's face it, there's no doubt that they did panic. And Jesus did tell them, guys, where's your faith? Come on, I got this. But what we might miss is the fact that they did something that was absolutely right. They did something that we should all do when we are in the midst of a storm. What did they do? They woke Jesus up. And they said, Lord, please help us. Now, their tone wasn't too good. What they said to him, save us, Lord, we are perishing. And in one of the other gospel accounts, they say, don't you care, Lord, that we're perishing? So this is watered down a little bit. They look a little better here. But save us, Lord, we are perishing still implies that Jesus didn't know something. In other words, Lord, you don't realize this is a bad storm. We're perishing. He gets it. He really did get it. But the good thing about what they did was they turned to Jesus in the midst of the storm. And that is exactly what you and I should do. Are we doing it? Are we doing that? You know, the words to that first song, it was a desperate cry for help. Lord, I need you. I need you now. That is what we absolutely have to be doing. Please, please, please remember that. God certainly expects us to do what we can to get ourselves out of our storm. He expects us to do what we can, but he also expects us to turn to him. And sometimes we get so caught up in doing, 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 and wanting to be in control that we forget to turn to him. And that's what we need to remember. This is a great example. And you know what I like about this story? Even though Jesus rebukes the disciples and tells them that their faith is lacking, he still fixed the problem. And that's what he'll do in our lives. He might not take it away, but he's going to give us what we need. So as you listen to this show, I know that you probably have problems. I know you definitely have problems in your life. And I know that there's a good chance that your problems are serious. You might have a serious disease. You might have a family member who has a serious disease. You might be having financial problems. You might be having relationship problems. You might be lonely. You might be uncertain about your future. Whatever it is, what I would recommend to you is reach out to Jesus. He's waiting for you. He might seem as if he's asleep, but he's not asleep. He's waiting for you to reach out to him. And when you do, great things will happen. And you'll find that peace that you're looking for. Now, he might take your problem away. He might just give you the strength to deal with it. But remember, he loves you and he will only allow you to endure things that are good for you. And he'll never give you more than you can handle. It might seem like he's giving you more than you can handle, but that's where we have to trust that he never will. Now it's time for another song, and here's what I'm going to do. The name of this song is Reach Out to Jesus. I'm not going to tell you who sings it. I think there'll be no doubt you will know who sings this, because this is somebody very popular. We're going to play this song, Reach Out to Jesus, and then we're going to talk about some specific ways that we can reach out to Jesus. I'll be back at the end of this song. Reach out to Jesus.
Danger. Walking by our side, in His love we hide, all the day through. When you get discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus, He's reaching out to you. Filled with sorrow and despair, does the future press you with its worry and its care? Are you tired and friendless? Have you almost lost your way? Jesus will help you. Just
out to Jesus. I bet there's no doubt who did that one, right? That's Elvis. Reach out to Jesus. But you know what? That is a great message. Reach out to Jesus, and He's reaching out to you. When we're in that boat, when the storm is completely overwhelming us, we think that Jesus is sleeping. But in reality, what He's doing, He's reaching out to us. And He's waiting for us to reach out to Him as well. You are listening to Following the Truth on Holy Spirit Radio. My name is Gary Zimak, and I am really thrilled to be able to be back here with you for another month of programming. We do this program on the first Friday of every month at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And we also we do a rebroadcast on the following Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. If you have any questions about anything we discuss, or if you need some extra prayers, if there's anything at all that I can do for you, if you'd like to invite me to speak at your parish, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Now, if you enjoy the show, here's what I'd like you to do. Please let the folks at Holy Spirit Radio know. Let them know that you enjoy the program. Let you know that it's helping you. I love doing it, and I'd love to keep coming to the station and doing it. I don't live too far away. I live in New Jersey, and it's always great to be able to come to the station and reach out to you to remind you Jesus Christ is there for you. You can let Holy Spirit Radio know that you like the program by emailing them at 1570 AM at holyspiritradio.org, or you can give them a call at 215-345-1570. And again, my name is Gary Zimak. You can find out more about the work that I do by visiting my website, followingthetruth.com. That's followingthetruth.com. I talked about reaching out to Jesus. That sounds good. Certainly, help me, Lord, is a good way to reach out to Jesus. That's really all it takes. But as Catholics, we can really turn to Him in a more profound and deeper way by availing ourselves of the sacraments. And this is incredibly important. Ever since I started going to daily Mass, my life has changed. So I would recommend to you, if there is any possible way for you to go to daily Mass, I would encourage you to do it. Even if you go one extra day in addition to Sunday, you're going to get extra grace. You're going to get the help that you need. You're going to be in the real presence of Jesus, not a spiritual presence, the real presence. That means He's really there. In the Eucharist, Jesus is present. Body, blood, soul, and divinity, all of Him. The same Jesus that we just read about in the boat, sleeping with the disciples, that Jesus is waiting for you. in every Catholic church in the world. It's a great opportunity for us to get the grace that we need to deal with the problems that all of us have. All of us have problems. There is no doubt about it. We're not going to have our problems go away just because we follow Jesus. And anybody that tells you that that does happen, they're wrong. And they're completely unbiblical, because if we look in the Bible, we'll see even Jesus had his share of problems. Jesus had tremendous suffering in his life. Jesus, his mother, had tremendous suffering in her life. And if we look throughout history, the lives of the saints, they all had suffering. Suffering's a part of our life. But with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior and our best friend, any suffering that we are asked to endure can almost become sweet. And I know that's hard to imagine. St. Therese of Lisieux talked about this frequently. She almost sought out, or I should say she did seek out suffering, because she knew that it was an opportunity to grow closer to the Lord. If we look at the life of Christ, and we see how much suffering he went through, when we suffer, we're very close to him. And the one thing to remember is that God doesn't will suffering just to torture us, right? He's not somebody that wants to hurt us. He's not somebody that wants us to suffer for no reason. If we are allowed to suffer, it's because God knows that it can help us. And it can always bring good out of any evil. And as Catholics, we're blessed because our theology reminds us that we can offer up our suffering. We can unite our suffering with the suffering of Christ. And then it becomes redemptive. Then we can give it to him. We can share in his mission and help him. I mean, it's incredible that he'll let us help him in his mission of saving souls. So please don't ever waste your suffering. We never want to waste our suffering. We always want to use it and embrace our cross, embrace the crosses that we're given, and ask for the strength. It's still okay to ask for the strength to deal with the problems that we face. But just make sure that you offer it up as well. Don't waste it. So if at all possible, going to daily Mass, that's a great way to deal with the problems in your life and to be able to reach out to Jesus and have that personal, intimate encounter with them, that encounter that Pope Francis talks about frequently. Sometimes as Catholics, we don't realize that that's possible. We don't realize that we can have an encounter with Jesus Christ every day. That means he's real. That means we are talking about a real personal relationship. Believe me, I've been on both sides of the fence. I know what it's like to be lukewarm. And even though I went to Mass for many years, I didn't have that close personal relationship with Christ. But now I get it. Now I get what it's like. And believe you me, I never want to go back to the way it was before. Without Jesus, I don't know how I would be able to get through the day. No matter what I face with him, I can feel some degree of peace. Not always. Sometimes I can lack the feeling of peace, but I can still be at peace. There's a difference. But if you stick with Christ and you walk with him day by day, overall, you'll feel at peace, or you'll be at peace, even though you might feel a little uneasy at times. And that's what we call walking by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. St. Paul talks about that in his second letter to the Corinthians. Another great way that we can reach out to Jesus in the midst of the storm is by reading his word in sacred scripture. The Bible compiled by the Catholic Church. And, you know, whenever I go out and speak, I always kid the audiences about this. As Catholics, we don't realize this sometimes. Our Protestant brothers and sisters, they get this. They love the word of the Lord, the written word of the Lord. As Catholics, we have to remember that that Bible was compiled by the Catholic Church. That's our book. And we need to get better at understanding that. And we need to open it up every day. Yes, I said every day. Even if you spend 5 minutes reading the Bible, That's 5 minutes of letting the Lord speak directly to you. I think we forget that sometimes. We wish that God could speak to us. We forget that when we open up our Bible, that's exactly what happens, that He does speak to us. And when we open it up, we let Him speak what He wants to say to us. Now, a lot of times, we don't want to hear what He has to say. We want to hear what we want to hear, right? We've got our favorite verses, and that's a good thing. We need our favorite verses. In fact, my first book was A Worrier's Guide to the Bible, 50 Verses to Ease Anxieties. I compiled 50 verses that speak to someone who is anxious. Absolutely, we need our favorite verses, but sometimes we need to hear the Lord speak the message that He wants us to hear, even if it's not the one that we want to hear. And when people ask me, how do I start with reading the Bible, I always recommend that you use the daily mass readings. And when you look at the daily mass readings, either in a magazine such as the Magnificat or the Word Among Us, or you go to the United States Catholic Bishop's website, or you get a Catholic Missal, when you read the daily mass readings, you let the Lord speak through His church and let you hear what you need to hear. And can you imagine a relationship in which you only wanted the other person to tell you things that you wanted to hear? Oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to hear that. I just want to hear what you want to tell, what I want you to tell me. Don't tell me what you want. I mean, that would never work. Same thing with the Lord. Sometimes He has to say things to us that might not be pleasant. And also, sometimes He allows things to happen in our lives that might not be pleasant to us, but He knows that we need these things so that we can grow closer to Him. And that's why it's so important to learn to walk by faith, to not be affected by the things that happen to us, because we realize that there is a bigger plan. We realize that God has a plan that we may not be able to see. His goal is to get us to heaven. Our goal is to avoid pain and suffering. Sometimes you have a conflict there. If we look at what Christ had to endure, in order for Him to open the gates of heaven, He had to be crucified and die. And then He rose from the dead. It was painful. It was not fun. And likewise, suffering can be painful for us. But the Lord's always there to help us. He just wants us to reach out to Him. So walking by faith is crucial. We have to learn how to walk by faith and not by sight. Now, I'm going to play a song now. On the other side of this song, I'll share some of the passages from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, where he talks about walking by faith and not by sight. And appropriately enough, right now, we're going to go to a song by Marty Hagen. The name of the song is We Walk by Faith. Be right back on the other side.
By sight, no gracious words we hear of Him who spoke as none e'er spoke, yet we believe Him near.
We may not touch His hands and sigh, nor follow where He
Thank you.
walk by faith and not by sight. How many times do we really do that? More often than not, we walk by sight and not by faith. We look around, we see the waves crashing down around us, and we begin to panic. We begin to panic because we lose sight of Jesus. It's really important that we try to keep focused and that we never lose sight of the Lord, that we never lose sight of the fact that he's with us. And I think a lot of times what happens, is that we focus more on the problems in our life than we do on the power of the Lord. And we lose sight of the fact that he loves us, that he always cares for us, and that no matter what happens, somehow good will come out of it. I mentioned this passage from 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, beginning in chapter 4, this idea of walking by faith. And, you know, it's very easy for us to forget that the Lord's in charge, that there is a big picture, because we're so used to, from an early age, using our senses to process the world around us. So what St. Paul said was this. He said, we are always, this is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. And that's one thing that we forget to do sometimes. We walk by sight instead of by faith. St. Paul says, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive good or evil according to what he has done in the body. One day we're going to be judged. One day we are going to be given the opportunity to enter into heaven. And there are no problems in heaven. There are no storms in heaven. But here below, it's a little more challenging. That's where we need to help. That's where we can't forget about the Lord. Backing up a few passages in St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 16, he said this, so we do not lose heart. Though our outer man is wasting away, our inner man is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And that's where we depend on the virtue of hope. We receive the virtue of hope when we're baptized. We get faith, hope, and charity, the three theological virtues. So we have that ability, through that gift of hope, to recognize and believe the fact that we can end up in heaven one day, even though we're sinners. That's a gift. We can't do that on our own. We can look at the world around us, and we see a lot of struggles. We see a lot of difficulties. We see unpleasant things. We see problems in our lives. Hope allows us to look past those things and to recognize that God is in charge, that he's got a master plan, and that one day all of these problems will be gone and we can live with him forever in heaven. And again, that's not an easy thing to accept. That's why we need hope. We need hope to help us to get through these storms, because we're all going to have them. They're going to be different. My storms are different than yours. I've got some I'm going through right now. They're probably different than the ones you're going through. We might have some in common. But one thing remains. One thing remains the same for both of us. And that's Christ. Christ wants to help each one of us with our storms. And by reaching out to him and asking for that help, we'll be able to weather the storm and deal with whatever it is that happens to us. Now, the big mistake that we make sometimes is we don't ask for help. And that's a huge mistake. We try to ride the storm out all by ourselves. Even the disciples, their faith might have been weak, but they had the faith enough to wake the Lord up. And that's exactly what we need to do. We need to wake him up and ask him to help us out. Tell him we're struggling. Ask for the help that we need. Now, at the same time, we can pray for an increase in faith so that we can learn to trust him more. So that we can learn to trust him even in the midst of these storms. So don't ever make the mistake of not asking for help. Always ask the Lord to help you out. I just want to remind you that you're listening to Following the Truth on Holy Spirit Radio. My name is Gary Zimek. We do this show each month. We're doing it on the first Friday of every month at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, with the repeat broadcast 2 days later on the first Sunday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. You can listen on the radio if you're not in the Holy Spirit Radio listening area. You can listen at holyspiritradio.org. That's why I always make it a point to let you know that it's Eastern Time in case you're listening somewhere else in the country. It's just an absolute pleasure to be able to do this program. We talk about Jesus, we talk about his Catholic Church, and I offer advice to help you live your daily life with Christ, following the truth, following the way, the truth, the life, Jesus Christ, in your life every day. That's the secret to happiness. That's the secret to peace. And it's also the secret to getting to heaven. If you would like to find out more information about the work that I do, I would invite you to visit my website, followingthetruth.com. I would love to speak at your parish. I do a lot of speaking around the U.S. and Canada. And since I'm in the Philadelphia area, I'd love to speak at your parish, especially if it's local. So you let me know, followingthetruth.com, and I would be happy to come out and share the good news with you. I also want to give you another reminder about the first ever Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat at the Malvern Retreat House. It's going to be taking place very soon, August the 14th through the 16th. I'll be leading the retreat. If you're someone who tends to be a little nervous, if you're trying to overcome your worrying habit, please, this retreat is for you. Now, the attendance is limited to only 100 people. We're going to be in the new Family Life Center, the air-conditioned Family Life Center. If you've never been to Malvern, the grounds are beautiful. It's right outside of the Philadelphia, the city of Philadelphia. It is a beautiful place to go. It's very contemplative. You are going to be closer to the Lord if you go there. So please visit followingthetruth.com for more information about the retreat. I put the entire schedule up there so you'll be able to see what we'll be doing. We have Mass every day. We have Eucharistic Adoration. We have the Sacrament of Confession. I'll be giving 5 different talks. Lots of good stuff. followingthetruth.com for more information. All right, now this last song, let me set up this last song that we're going to play. We're talking about seeking strength in the storm. How do I find strength in the middle of a storm? Sounds like a crazy idea, but one of the things I would recommend is that you concentrate on the fact, not that you're being battered by the waves, but you concentrate on the fact that God loves you, that he always has your best interest at heart. So whatever happens to you, whatever he allows to happen in your life, remember that somehow it can help you. Romans 8:28, one of my favorite verses. I use it all the time. All things work for the good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. It's one of my favorite verses because it reminds us that anything that happens in our lives is somehow going to help us to get to heaven, which is the ultimate goal of our life. We're here not to have a great time, even though there are good times in this life, but our main goal here in this world is to one day, with his help, that is possible. So this next song is not something you would typically think of. The name of the song is How Can I Keep From Singing? It's by a gentleman named Buddy Green. I want you to listen to these words. What it tells us is that no matter what happens to us, even if things aren't working out according to my liking, God is in charge. And all things are working together to help get me to heaven. So therefore, what I should do is thank the Lord for blessing us with whatever he's sending into our life, even if it's painful, and to praise him and to worship him and to glorify him. to not complain, but rather to say, praise you, Lord. And if you are truly in charge, and he is, how can I keep from singing? It's that good. I'll be back on the other side. This is How Can I Keep From Singing, Buddy Green.
Flows on in endless song above earth's lamentation. I hear the sweet, though far off, hymn that heralds a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music ringing. It sounds an echo in my soul. Oh, how can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Play it, Kevin. My joys and comforts die, the Lord, my Savior, liveth. What though the darkness gathers round, songs in the night he giveth. I lift mine eyes, the cloud grows thin, I see the blue above it. And day by day, this pathway smooths, since first I learned to love him. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing?
Can shake my inmost calm. Isn't that amazing? That's How Can I Keep From Singing by Buddy Green. When we think about it, that Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, he's in charge, how can we let a storm affect us? Because we know that whatever happens can somehow help us, and we also know that he's always going to be with us no matter what happens. That's very comforting. It's something to always think about. Now, I want to thank you for tuning in today. Our next show will be on September the 4th. I hope you'll be able to come back. Remember, if you enjoy the program, please let my friends at Holy Spirit Radio know. You can call them at 215-345-1570 or email them at 1570am@holyspiritradio.org. If you want to invite me to speak at your parish, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Or if there's anything I can do for you, you can email me at the same address. Let me know if you need prayers. Let me know if you have any questions. Let me know if you just need to chat about something. gary@followingthetruth.com. It has been my pleasure to be here with you. God willing, we'll do this again next month. Remember, God is in charge. No matter what you're going through, He's with you. He's got your back. And somehow, He's going to bring good out of it. God bless you. Thanks for listening.